This is the Telstra AFL Trade Radio Podcast. Subscribe now on iTunes.
The boss of the full Fremantle Football Club's football department, Kearns, thank you, mate, and we'll have you back. Welcome arms very shortly. But Peter Bell, as he sits down to join us here on the deadline day live desk at Marvel Stadium, we appreciate your time, Peter, and also the information you've been happy to share with our listeners on Telstra Trade Radio throughout this period. It's been an eventful period, but one whereby you've actually got what you initially set out to get. And look, we had question marks all over the place this time last week, but Mitch Cleary's analysed it really accurately for our listeners that ultimately the conversation that blew up between you and the Saints last week, which had a context to it, which we explained, but ultimately the value of Bradley Hill today was the same effectively as it was then.
Yeah, the numbers boffins tell me that it's somewhere the draft pick exchange is somewhere between 3 and 4, and then we're really pleased to get Blake Akers. And I know St Kilda fans will be rapt to have Bradley Hill, who's a running machine, and he's going to really excite them for a long time. So with these deals, I was just talking before, who wins? It's sort of you don't really know until sort of 5-6 years down the track. But look, we're very pleased at this stage, and it was a tough negotiation, but they all seem to be these days.
Yeah, and you held your ground, despite what went on last week, and it would have been a heady moment, and maybe for another time you can take us through the emotion of that particular meeting. But as you now emerge from that deal, and what is it now, 2 hours and 48 left, any possibilities that the Dockers are involved in anything between now and 7:30 Melbourne time?
We're talking with James Aish. He's indicated that he'd like to come to Fremantle, and clearly he knows our new senior coach really well. He's been an important part of Collingwood's defence for the last couple of years. So we're talking through that with Collingwood, and we would like to bring him to play that halfback wing role. We think that there's a role for him, and he's not yet 24 years of age as well. So he's at the we're a very young side, so that experience would be helpful as well.
Just another young player in that 23-24 age bracket is Blake Akers. He's been added to this Bradley Hill deal. Can you talk us through when that first became a serious prospect for your footy club? Because as we read it, and it has been reported, that this has only happened in the last 3 or 4 days that Blake Akers has become a serious proposition.
Yeah, so his name came up sort of only quite late, but he's been a player we've been interested in for a while. The West Australian aspect helps. He was a first-round draft pick. He's a great athlete for his size. I mean, he tells me he's 193 centimetres. The official is 191, but he can really run. He was used in a variety of different roles, and so we've had our eye on him, but we had to get through some other bits and pieces first, and then we sort of got through those, and then where are we at with Blake Akers? And
could be his nickname.
Blake Akers. And we had to fly him over to Perth for the medical and everything else, so it checked out well, and we're wrapped.
Peter, we know you don't have much time with us. Just one more before you go. Again, we were hearing a lot early days. We weren't hearing it from significant football industry people, but the possibilities around Angus Brayshaw, are you able to clear any of that conversation up now?
Angus's name has come up, but he's very happy at Melbourne. And so there's a lot of rumour and innuendo, so we just made some really polite inquiries. He's contracted at Melbourne for a long time, and he's comfortable staying there, but we think he's a really talented player. And we've got his younger brother, Andy, who we've got big plans for as well. So, his name came up at one stage.
Just quickly set the scene. Damo, I've got one more for Peter. Just set the scene with the live camera going on. Stephen Silvani from the Blues, Paul Connors, the agent of Mark Pitney, and Graham Wright, the head of footy at the Hawks. So Mark Pitney gets his wish to go from Hawthorn to Carlton, and that will happen, and we'll find the exact deal.
The heavy hitters in that camera shot, isn't it?
Yeah, some people like the camera time too, Peter.
Just one more. Connor Menadue, we understand you had some interest, but has that waned now that you've got Blake Akers and most likely James Aish through the door?
Well, I wouldn't say most likely James Aish. Look, Connor was a player we are interested in, and we've made some inquiry, and we'll just see what plays out and where he ends up at Richmond and those types of things. But, he's got speed, he's got endurance. That's a unique mix.
Yep.
So we'll just monitor that one, see where it ends up.
Yep. Peter, thanks for your time. We know you're short of it, and appreciate you jumping into the desk now.
No dramas.
Yeah. Peter Bell, head of football at the Fremantle Dockers. And